Well, what was that like now that it's all said and done and a victory?
Yeah, no, the victory was a, you know, nice addition, but really this this week is about the game of hockey, and I think, you know, we were able to do that today. A lot of people, there are a lot of memories out there, not only for the players but the fans, and, you know, I think we put on a pretty good, both teams played pretty good hockey out there, and it was an entertaining game, and, you know, obviously being the home team, we'll take that finish.
Watching you guys interact, especially at the banquet, I mean, I know you guys all know each other, the battles you had. Did you get to know the other side a little bit better this weekend doing something like this?
Well, for me personally, I've got a chance to meet a few of the Oiler guys in, you know, alumni events over the last 10, 15 years. And, you know, Paul Coffey, Marty McSorley, guys like that, and, you know, gotten to know them. But, you know, there's kind of an unwritten respect in the game of hockey, and, you know, the type of players they had in the careers, I don't know how many Hall of Famers, 7 or 8 over there. You know, there's a tremendous amount of respect from the Jets that we feel about the Edmonton Oilers and what they were able to do as a franchise.
What about getting this group of Jets players together and seeing, you know, everybody again? And just due to age, it might be the last time you guys are all together as a group like this.
Well, let's hope not. you know, I think the new ownership, Mark Chipman and the Jets, they've made a commitment to help build the Jets alumni. So hopefully we can, you know, as time goes on, this is not going to be the last event where all us old ex-Jets get together.
How important is that to you guys to sort of get this going again and keep it going?
Well, this is a crown jewel of alumni events, so very special. But, you know, to all of us, Winnipeg and the province of Manitoba was a special place. Like, it was home, you know, to me personally. I had a home here, and this is where I live. So, you know, it's always a special spot in our heart. And, you know, if we can do stuff to grow the game here in the province and city, you know, that's great for us.